I've been looking forward to this all week. I'm going to introduce to you our guest speaker here today. He's not really a guest. He's one of our pastors on staff here. I don't know why we call him a guest speaker still, but Anatoly has become quickly one of my favorite people. He's one of my best friends, actually. I admire the way he walks with the Lord. I admire his tenacity and fervency for pursuing the Holy Spirit. And he's been a challenge to me. I just love this guy so much. And I'm really looking forward to the word that God has placed on his heart today. Like I said earlier, we are in week 8 of Who Are You, Lord? So Pastor Anatoly, take it away, my friend.
Thanks so much, Sean. I appreciate it. Good morning, church. How are you guys doing? By the way, you look at me, you may seem like I'm in a little bit of pain, and it's because I am. After many years of not playing any sports, I decided to start playing tennis, and yesterday I did a little bit too much, so I pulled my muscles, so my neck and my shoulder can move only so much, so if you see me turning like that, it's because of that. It's probably sports getting back to me for all the nasty jokes I've been making about athletic people. It's like, you know, one of those jokes, how many golfers it take to change the light bulb, you know, jokes like that. So it looks like sports getting back at me, but I'm just kidding. So today, actually, it's the last message in the series we've been going through for the past 8 weeks, Who Are You, Lord? And for the past 7 weeks, we've been looking at different names through which God revealed himself through the Bible. We looked at how God revealed himself through different circumstances to give us a little bit of insight into his character, into his nature. And it's very important for us to understand God's character so we can walk with him. We can't really walk with him successfully without understanding his nature and without understanding his character. In church, I really feel that right this moment, we live in a season where God is drawing us closer to himself, when he doesn't want us to walk with him at the distance and look at him from afar, but he really drawing us closer so we can see him for who he is, all his beautiful attributes, all his beautiful sides of his personality, so we can see him for who he really is. See, our life and everything we are, it's actually shaped by how we view God. Our lives, if you want to look at it, it's actually like a mirror that reflects our relationship with God and reflects how well we know him. Knowing God changes everything about you, everything. It transforms you. Knowing God changes what you believe in, how you look at God and at others, how you look at yourself and how you look at life in general, how you look at circumstances in your life. It changes how you walk. It changes how you worship. It changes what you value and what you treasure. It changes how you pray. It changes everything about your life. That's why knowing God and growing in knowing him, it's one of the most important fundamental things in our Christian life. One thing I just wanted to emphasize, that there are multiple sides to God's personality, to God's character. Sometimes we tend to explore only sides of his character that we naturally like, and we want to focus only on these sides. But I really believe, like, God wants to show us that there is more to him than just one or two sides that we knew before. His personality is, there is a multiple layers of his personality, of his character. And we need to equally study all of them. Otherwise, our walk becomes a little bit out of balance. But God wants us to walk in balance, knowing all of him, knowing all sides of his character. One thing I really would like to know before we go into the study is the last name today, that all these names we've been studying so far, they all point to one name. They all point to name of Jesus Christ. I really like how Paul wrote it here in Colossians 2:9. He said, "For in Christ all the fullness of deity lives in bodily form, and in Christ you have been brought to fullness." So all the fullness of God's character, all the fullness of God's nature actually revealed through Christ. Let's just look really quickly at the names that we studied so far, and we can see how they were revealed and shown through Christ. The first name we started with, it was Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides. The same way how God provided a ram for Abraham to sacrifice instead of his son, God provided perfect sacrifice of Jesus to provide salvation for you and I. Jehovah Sava, the Lord is a warrior. He is a mighty general of his heavenly army. And the same way, like David, he overcame this giant through simple stone, Jesus took devil down with his cross, and he gained victory for our souls, and we can walk in this victory. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is our peace. In Christ, we were reconciled with God. And Jesus said, my peace I'm giving to you. So now we can live from this place of God's peace. We can walk in God's peace. Jehovah Roi, the Lord is my shepherd. And Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Now we can live, we're part of his flock. We can live knowing that he leads us through all the good times, bad times, and ugly times. We're never lost. He knows exactly where you are. He knows exactly where you're going through, and he leads you. We can hear his voice. We can follow our shepherd. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is my banner. He is the God who gives us new identity in Christ. Bible said that, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. And by embracing and lifting this new identity that we have in Christ, we can walk in victory that God won for us. Jehovah Tzidkenu, the Lord is our righteousness. There is no way we could measure up with the standards of God's righteousness. That's why Jesus, he gave us his righteousness, so we can stand in his righteousness before God. You were declared not guilty. In Christ, your sins were forgiven. And when God looks at you, he doesn't look at you as an old sinner, but he looks at you through the eyes of sacrifice of Jesus. And we can stand with confidence in this righteousness. This is so amazing. Your sins were forgiven. You're not guilty. Jehovah Makadeshkim, the Lord who sanctifies you. The same way that, like he brought children of Israel from Egypt, and he sanctified them, so they become a holy nation. He separated them to himself, so through them show and manifest his glory to all the nations. The same way Jesus called us out of this world, he called us to himself, so he can transform our lives through the power of Holy Spirit, so we become living testimony of God's power, God's awesomeness, his beauty. So when people look at us, they can see, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done in this man's or this woman's life, how God transformed this marriage, this circumstance, so we can display, so our life can be living display and testimony of how good our God is. This is so amazing. And today is the last name we will be looking at through the series. It's Jehovah Rapha, which means the Lord who heals you. Jehovah Rapha. And we find this name in the book of Exodus. Let's just read and see at the story and the circumstances through which God revealed himself to us as Jehovah Rapha. And let's try to learn and see how we can walk in power of Jehovah Rapha, how we can invite and walk in healing power of God in our lives. We can find this story in the book of Exodus, chapter 15, verses 22-27. Moses led Israel away from Red Sea. Just so you know that this particular scripture happens just days after they crossed the Red Sea. It happened just, they just crossed the Red Sea just now. And Moses led the Israel from Red Sea into the desert of Shur. For 3 days, they traveled in the desert without finding water. When they came to Marah, they couldn't drink the water because it tasted bitter. That's why the place was called Marah, which means in Hebrew, bitter place. The people complained about Moses by asking, what are we supposed to drink? Moses cried out to the Lord, and Lord showed him a piece of wood. He threw it into the water, and the water became sweet. There the Lord set down laws and rules for them to live by. And there he tested them, and he said, if you will listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what he considers right and pay attention to his commands and obey all his laws, I will never make you suffer any of the diseases I made the Egyptians suffer, because I am, and here it is, Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord who heals you. And next, they went to Elim, where there were 12 springs and 70 palm trees. They came there by the water. First of all, I would like to tell you this. This is God's nature, healer. It's not something he does. It's not something sometimes he chooses to do. This is who he is. This is where his heart is, to heal. The word healing also can be translated as restore. What does it mean to heal something? You take something that is broken. You take something that lost its original shape. It was broken. And then you bring it back to its original purpose, to its original shape, to its original state. Our God is a healer. He said, I am the Lord that healing you. They came and they approached a bitter place. Something happened to this water. Think about that. They were walking for 3 days. They were tired. You know, you can barely survive 3 days without water here in Regina. How do you think you would feel in the desert when it's plus 40, plus 60 maybe even at the sun, and for 3 days you can't find any water? You feel like you're about to die. You're all dried out. So can you imagine their state? And then they come to this place. They finally, we got the water. Look at that. There is a pool of water, and they jump there and they try to drink it. But there is something wrong with that water. Something happened to it, and it became bitter. No one is planning to get to a bitter place. Nobody is starting a relationship, only find out later that there is a bitterness in those relationships. Nobody gets married and planning to get a bitter marriage. Nobody is planning to have bitterness in his business. Bitter place. It can be a reputation, that something happened and somehow your reputation became bitter. It can be your finances. It can be just a season of life. It seems like everything you touch is bitter. You can't drink it. It can be family or your job. We prayed for this water, and finally there is an answer. But we can't drink it because it's bitter. What God did when they cried out and says, Moses, what should we drink? God showed Moses a piece of wood to throw in there. What kind of solution is that? Just think about it for a second. Sometimes we read through the Bible and we see the things, it's like, well, it probably makes sense. Actually, it doesn't make sense. You know, when you go to school and you study the basics of water purification, you never hear that, well, if you come across water that is dirty or undrinkable or bitter, all you need to do is just cut a piece of wood and throw in there. What kind of solution is that? It's a little bit out of box, don't you think? It's very extraordinary method to fix this problem with this bitterness. What would people think? Can you imagine what those people thought about Moses? Moses, like, what are you doing? Did you lose your mind altogether, you old man? We want to drink. Why are you cutting this piece of wood and throwing it into the water? Like, what's wrong with you? It was a very unusual cure. This is what I want to tell you today, church. There is a piece of wood for every bitter water in your life. Where can it be found? Later in the story we read, the Lord set down laws and rules for them to live by. And he said, if you will, A, listen, and B, do what he considers right, that piece of wood represents the word of God. God told them, see how I healed this water with this piece of wood. So now I give you my word. And if you take my word, if you take my principles, if you take my word and you start walking according to this word, you will see the same power of Jehovah Rapha, the same healing power that healed that pool of water. The same power will enter your life and heal every area of your life that is bitter. His word. God showed Moses that piece of wood. It stands for revelation. This is what God is saying. This is my prescription for your disease. You know, sometimes we go to the doctor and we tell him about our sickness, and doctor gives you a prescription. He tells you, okay, in your case, this is what you ought to do. But sometimes when we look at this prescription, we don't like it. So what do we do if we don't like the prescription? Well, we go and change the doctor. We go, well, let me make an appointment with another doctor. Maybe that other doctor will give me another prescription. You know, one time, I experienced really, really bad pain in my knee. It got to the point where I couldn't walk more than a couple of feet, and it was really hurting. I couldn't run, and I couldn't ride a bike, I couldn't do anything. It's like, you know, I was in my 30s, but I can't walk. And I like touring around, I like going to cities, and I found myself, I can't move, I can't, you know, after 10 minutes walking, I feel like I need to sit down and really have my knee give it a little bit of rest. So I went and saw this Russian doctor here in Regina. Well, you know, so this guy tells me, and he tells me, Tolik is my short name for Anatoly. Nobody calls me actually Anatoly. And, I mean, in Russia or Ukraine. So he said, you know what? Actually, there is nothing can be really done for your knee. The only thing you can do to heal your knee and to stop feeling this pain, you need to lose some weight. And I was like, well, it's not exactly what I came here for, Mr. Doctor. Give me some pill, you know, give me some easy fix, give me some prescription so I can buy some, you know, medicine over the counter and take it a couple times a day, and so my knee wouldn't hurt. Because taking pill is easy, but losing weight, are you kidding me? The whole lifestyle needs to be changed to lose weight. Well, but he said, if you want to stop feeling this pain, if you really want to walk again, this is what you need to do. And, well, I just told you that I hurt my muscle playing tennis. Yesterday, I played tennis for 3 hours with those guys from our church, and I couldn't even feel the pain. So my knee got healed, but I had to take prescription that a doctor gave me. It's much easier to try to get some kind of easy fix. You know, give me these two steps I need to do, or give me this, I have this bitter situation here, I have this bitter relationships over here, my finances is bitter, my marriage is bitter, my health is bitter, give me just this 1, 2, 3 things so I can just do it really quickly and get well. Well, sometimes that doesn't work like that. God's solutions, God's prescriptions are different from man's, from the one given by man. Sometimes what God prescribes you when you come and looking for healing, it may seem silly, hard, not relevant. You know, you come to a doctor and say, Dr. Jesus, my finances really hurt. I don't know, I have this job and seems like everything's fine and I'm getting paid, and but it seems like money just disappears. It's just, you know, I don't even know where they go. It's like, what's, you know, what's happening with my finances? And, you know, doctor looks at you, he takes exams, you go through x-rays, you go through all kind of, you know, checkups, and doctor tells you, all right, I looked at your finances and here's my prescription. 5 letters, starts with T. Hey, what is that, doctor? Well, it's called ties. Oh, but, you know, I didn't come here to for you to tell me that I need to bring my tithe. I just want my finances to get well. Well, this is my prescription. You come and you have bitterness in your relationships, and prescription is, it's a forgiveness. It's walking in love, in considering other person more important than yourself, and treat needs of your spouse or your friends as equally or even more important than yours. Those are the treats. Those are the cures. Those are the prescriptions the doctor gives. Look at what Psalm 107, verse 20 says. He sent out his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. How does Jehovah Rapha heal the bitter waters in your life? By showing you which piece of wood to throw in there. He leads you to His Word. He leads you to His principles. He leads you to His ways. And when you apply His Word, when you apply that medicine, When you apply that prescription, that's where healing starts. That's where healing begins. Applying the Word of God brings healing. See, if we buy medicine, we just put it in our drawer and we don't do anything with it, it really doesn't heal us. Healing takes place when we apply this medicine. Also, healing, often it's not an overnight thing. It's not something that, hop, and you healed, and your marriage healed, or your finances healed, or even your body healed, or your mental health, or your thoughts, or your emotions. Oftentimes, healing, it's a process. It's a process that we need to walk in. And the Word of God, that's what guides us through this process. You know, the Word of God and His principles create a path for us. It's a path that leads to healing, to a health place. One of my favorite chapters in the Bible, it's Psalm 119. If I would give you if I were to give you another assignment, I would ask you to read this chapter. It's amazing. Even better if you can just remember. It's very short. It's one of the shortest chapters in the Bible. Just remember it. I think you will be blessed by that. Psalm 119. I will read you a couple of verses. Verse 103 to 105. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. The Word of God, what it does, guys, just look at that. The Word of God changes our heart to the point where we start choosing the right path, where we start choosing the right way. That path, that's where healing is found. That path, that's where restoration is found. The Word of God in our hearts, according to this psalm, makes you hate the wrong things. If the Word of God changes your heart to the point where you look at something that is wrong, something that God doesn't like, and you look at that, nope, I'm not going there. Nope, I'm not going there. No, I'm not giving in to this unforgiveness. Nope, this emotion, I'm not giving in to that. Nope, I'm not stealing. Nope, I'm not cheating here. So the Word of God inside of you, it's not something you just try to do outside, but when the Word of God really penetrates your heart and really changes your heart from inside, it makes you want to choose the right path. And that exactly is the path where healing is found and restoration to every area in your life. Oftentimes, the root of bitterness, the root of bitter waters in our life, it's in our heart. And I really love how Proverbs addresses that. Proverbs 4, verses 20 and 23. My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them, listen to this, let them penetrate deep into your heart, for they bring life to those who find them, and healing to their whole body. Look at that. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. It determines the course of your life. Everything, every outcome that we see in our life, if we want to have health in our relationships, in our finances, in our walk with the Lord, in our mental health, if we want to live in health, this is where perception, where cure is found, the Word of God. He said, guard your heart. How you do that? How you guard your heart? By letting the Word of God, how it says here, penetrate deep into your heart. Penetrate deep. So we allow the Word of God go deep in our heart through studying, through meditating, through listening. We start allowing it to go right deep and change our hearts. And we start align our walks, our thinking with the Word of God, with principles of God. We start making steps, step by step. Sometimes it can be small steps, little steps. But every step gets us closer and closer and closer to the place of healing, to the place where bitter water become sweet. I really like this story from Luke 17. In this story, we find 10 people who were lepers. 10 lepers, they came and they were seeking healing from Jesus. And I really love how it goes here. Jesus said, when he saw them, Jesus told them, go and show yourselves to the priest. And look at that. And while they were going, they were healed. When they were healed, when healing took place, when did that happen? While they were sitting back and doing nothing? While they were just, I don't know, kind of grumbling and complaining? Healing took place while they were going according to the word of Jesus. While, as soon as they start, while they were going, while they were on the way, that's where healing took place. When you come and you ask, Lord, I have bitter waters in my life. Show me a solution. God leads you to His Word. God shows you His principles. God shows you revelation from His Word. And you start applying. You start going according to that. You start making steps based on that revelation. This is exactly the place where healing being released. This is exactly the place where Jehovah Rapha shows up His power. And suddenly you see, I'm getting healed. My family getting healed. My relationship restored. Look at that. Look at that. My calling restored. My life is getting back to normal. I'm getting healed. Hallelujah. While they were going, they were healed. What's bitter in your life? What areas in your life is a bitter water? I'm here to tell you this morning, God wants to heal that. Our God is a healer. When He sees bitter water in your life, He wants to heal that. He wants to heal those relationships. He wants to heal every area in your life that is bitter. He wants to heal it. The way God heals, when we go back to the story where we started, bitter water became sweet. This water didn't become just tolerable. It's not like, well, okay, it's not bitter anymore, but so I can tolerate it. It's kind of all right. Oh, no, this is not how Jehovah Rapha heals. The way Jehovah Rapha heals you, it's that bitter water becomes sweet. Those relationships that you were eager to get out of, suddenly they become so sweet that you can't get enough of them. Suddenly those areas of your life that you were embarrassed of them and you can barely make it up and it seems like it was all falling apart. Suddenly that very area becomes sweet to the point you can testify, to the point you can tell other people, look, it was bitter. I couldn't drink it. I was dying. It was killing me. But now look at that. I'm prospering here. It's sweet. Look, let me show you how Jehovah Rapha does His healing. This is exactly the point. So people could look at you and say, look what the Lord has done and glorify His name. Hallelujah. That story ends with they end up getting to this place of 12 springs and 70 palms and they rested, they camped there. This is a place of health. There is a place of healing. They reached that place. And God wants to lead you in every area of your life that is broken, in every area of your life that is bitter today. God wants to lead you to get you to this place of sweetness, place of health, place of joy and restoration. God doesn't heal just on the surface. The way God heals, He heals the root. He heals those memories. He heals the pain. He heals the cause. This is the difference between just a coping with something and real healing. This is the difference between trying hard to get by with a true transformation. This is where we stand out from any help yourself type of things that I don't really like, all this help yourself books and things like that, positive thinking. I'm not saying it's necessarily bad, but oh my goodness, what we have is so much more powerful than that. It's much more than you just try to positive think yourself into something. You open your life for the power of Almighty God. And that power enters your life, enters your marriage, enters your finances, enters your thought, enters your heart, enters your feelings, enters your body, enters your relationship, and it heals to the point where you're restored. You don't need to cope. You don't need to cover. You You don't need to always patch it up. It is healed. It became sweet. And that transformation only possible in Christ, only possible by the power of God. That's why we can't take credit for it. No preacher, no, we can pray for people, things like that, but this healing, only God can be credited to that. We can't heal anyone. I can't heal anyone. So when healing takes place, the only person who actually can take the credit and glory, it's Jesus himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Church, I have a word for some of you. When I was praying, when I share this word today, some of you will feel burning in your spirit. You will feel like your heart is burning. It means God is talking to you. And if that's you, in a couple minutes when I'll be praying, you really need to respond. You really need to say yes to the Lord and allow Him to do the work He wants to do in order to heal some areas of your life. There is a story found in John chapter 6. I won't describe the whole story, but in short, the way it goes, Jesus told disciples to go and go, take in the boat and go on the other side of a shore, on the other side of a lake. And they went, and it was night and it was dark. They stuck in the middle of a lake. It was stormy and windy. And then Jesus walked on the water. And then they saw him, they thought it's a ghost, and they asked Jesus to come into their boat. And then Bible, it's verse 21, Bible says something amazing. Something amazing. He said that, Bible said that when they were willing to take Jesus in, when they were eager to, let Jesus into the boat, it says boat immediately. Look, many translations, just look there, you will see it. It's one of those miracles that happened. That boat immediately, just like that, reached to the other side. The word that God gave me for some of you, church, I heard this word, catch up, catch up. Not ketchup, sorry, but catch up, catching up. Lots of you, because of place of brokenness, because of places of bitterness in some area of your life, because of the bitter waters, you feel like you stuck in the middle of a lake. It feels like some of you feel like you lost your chance, or you lost so much time in that bitter place that there is no way you can catch up. In the area of your call, in the area of your giftings, in the area of your marriage. Some of you married couple, you feel like you miss your 20s, or you miss your 30s, or you miss your 40s. Seems like because of some bitterness that was between you, seems like you weren't having that intimacy or closeness or friendship that God designed for marriage. And it feels like you have this almost like a regret, this heavy feeling that I don't know if I can ever catch up. I lost that. I lost that battle. I lost so much time in that area. And I just don't know what to do. You feel hopeless in this area. But this is what the Lord is telling to you. He wants to heal that area. He wants to have you catch up supernaturally so that that boat would immediately reach the other side, the side where the disciples were going. God wants you to catch up. And all you need to do, you need to acknowledge, you need to come to Father, telling Him, Father, this is a bitter area of my life. I don't know what to do with it. Some of you are actually trying to hide this area. It's like maybe you even feel embarrassed because of that. And I don't want people to know that I have this bitter place in my life. But I stuck there, but I'm protecting it. I don't want people to know. Father wants to heal that place so this place wouldn't be bitter anymore. So that place becomes a sweet place. Sweet place. So your marriage becomes a sweet place again. Your relationships, everything in your life that's bitter right now, God is telling, my supernatural power, it's about to be released in your life. And you will see supernatural catching up. Yes, you feel like so many years gone by. Seems like you already lost. Seems like that ship already sailed. This train already departed. Seems like there is no way I can catch up in this area. But we serve supernatural, amazing God who can do miracles. And He will help you catch up. And get to the place where He originally called you to be. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 53:5. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wounds, we are healed. That piece of wood that Moses thrown into the water, that piece of wood that God showed Moses, it points to the Word of God. But it also points to Messiah, to Jesus Christ, the living Word. Bible said that cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. Jesus took the consequences of the sin. Bitterness comes on one way or another as a result of a sin. So punishment for that sin that brings brokenness and all kind of destruction and bitterness, Jesus took upon himself punishment so you and I don't have to. This is how perfect his love is for us. He struggled punishment. So by his struggle, by his wounds, we could step into the healing. We could experience the healing power of God. My brother, my sister, the price for your healing, your physical healing, your emotional healing, your mental healing, your marriage healing, your finance healing, the price was paid in full by our Savior Jesus Christ. And today, as we are in Christ, as we are walking in Him, we can step into that healing. We can step and we can expect God to lead us to the place not where we're just coping and barely get by. No. He wants to take to the place of 100% restoration and 100% healing. Let's pray. And when I was sharing this word, if you felt this burning in your heart, just know that God was speaking to you. That it's not just a good message that, you know, well, those preachers, they just need to tell that God wants to heal. Oh, no. I really feel with every cell in my body that God wants to enter your life with his supernatural power and bring healing to those bitter areas to the point where you will be shocked and amazed, and you will share this testimony. You will come here on the stage and tell, church, this is where I've been. This is what kind of bitterness I had. But because God gave me revelation, I start walking according to his word. His power healed it. Look at that. Now I came to this place of sweetness instead of bitterness. Lord God, I'm praying for my brothers and sisters. I'm praying for the church this morning. Thank you for being Jehovah Rapha. Thank you for being the Lord who heals us. And Lord, I'm just asking for every single person who is watching online or will be watching later. Those areas in their lives that are bitter, those areas that these children right now, they're sharing with you, saying, Lord, heal this, heal that. Look at this bitter place in my life. Lord, I'm praying. So right this moment, Holy Spirit, I'm inviting your presence. I'm inviting your power. I'm praying so you would touch their hearts. I'm praying so you would touch them, so your power will be released in those areas. Let them hear your word. Let them hear your revelation. Show them that piece of wood that needs to be thrown in that water. Show them that prescription or mighty doctor. Show them what they ought to do, which revelations they need to start following in order to see this healing. Lord, I'm asking for restoration of every bitter place. I'm praying for healing of every bitter waters in their lives in the name of Jesus. Every bitter place, I speak healing there. I speak health. I speak and I declare that every bitter place in your life becomes sweet in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Receive it, church. Receive it, church, and then glorify God and come here later and tell us how God healed your life, how God healed your emotions, how God healed your family, how God healed your marriage. In the name of Jesus, let it all bring glory to our God. Thank you, Lord. Church, God bless you. Have a good week. I hope you enjoyed, and I hope this word was encouraging to you. God bless you, church.